Everyone to another of In Depth with Academia. I'm your host, Richard Price, CEO, academia.edu, to walk you through some fascinating academic research in a way that's relevant and meaningful, whether you're an academic, a student, or honestly, just someone curious about the world you. And just a quick reminder, I'm not endorsing the arguments in the We Discuss. I'm presenting, exploring, and on them with you as neutrally as possible, so you get to form your own conclusions. Today, we're diving into a paper by Yuku I. Anson called Te Put o Te Ora, Double Exile. It's a really powerful reflection rooted in experience, and a lot in there for anyone thinking about identity, belonging, and, well, environments we work, live in. Let's into first off, what's the core question driving this paper? Heart it. It's all about Maori cultural disconnection and burnout are two completely distinct issues, or actually part of single deeper wound that comes from ism. I. Anson, drawing on their experiences, argues for many urban Maori, those in Waitola, mostly Pākehā corporate environments. These two struggles are totally intertwined. The paper coins the phrase double exile, meaning you end up feeling not Maori enough in one world and not Pākehā enough in the other. That of being caught in between, never quite belonging anywhere. Why does this matter for you, the listener? Well, whether you're Maori, from another indigenous group, or actually from any community that's ever felt in between, this to what happens when identity get into every part of life, especially into our workplaces. If you've ever felt like you're a performer version of yourself just to fit in, or if you've struggled with burnout that seems deeper than being at work, this research might help you see why. So, how does I. Anson make the case? The paper weaves together theory and lived stories. It draws on decolonization theory, historical trauma research, identity performance, think Goffman famous presentation of self-stuff frameworks of Maori. One big is dimensional autophagy. That's a mouthful. It's a metaphor from Cell, the concept that just as damaged parts of a cell get broken down and recycled, need a process to recognize, metabolize, regenerate their identity across all dimensions. Spiritual, mental, physical, relational. And so let's break down those two exiles, right? The first exile is that starts with colonial policies in Aotearoa, language suppression, urban migration, generational wounds. Families were forced to teach children survive by moving away from Te Ao Māori, the Māori world, because being visibly Māori was seen risky, right? But that survival comes with a cost, leaving people feeling disconnected, even ashamed, like, I'm not Māori enough because don't know language, or I didn't grow up the Marae. The second exile comes in the workplace. Now, you're entering a space with own rules, almost always designed for Pākehā norms, where only do you have to switch just to be accepted, but you might over time feel like you're losing parts of yourself, your authenticity. This is burnout, but it's at its a kind trauma. Like you're to present a professional self that's not quite real. Here's the kicker. According to I. Anson, these two exiles are not separate. The wound of colonial disconnection makes you vulnerable to workplace burnout, and the workplace environment then deepens that wound. You end up in a kind of perpetual no man's land, never fully belonging in either space. Not exactly cheery stuff, but recognizing it that a necessary first, the paper argues, and what can be done. Here's where Te Putama o Te Ora, the dimensional autophagy framework, comes. The idea is to heal across all five wellness dimensions at once, not just like go learn some Te Reo or take a break from work, but at your deeper spiritual, the relational, the mental, the physical, and the core sense of Tuakiri. Or the paper out a 9-phase process. First, naming and grieving wounds, then metabolizing, really sitting with damage and sortings yours from was imposed on you, and then regenerating an integrated self. It's not about going back, but about something whole from the pieces you have right now. Now, here's a side thought. Has anyone tried to apply autophagy to, like, social media use? Like, here's yourself, and here's how you recycle all your old tweets into newer, wiser you. Sorry, not relevant. I just wonder sometimes how these academic frameworks could be stretched. Anyway, back to the main point. Ruku I. Anson says, organizations, clinicians, families, and communities all have a part too. For workplaces, it's about allowing true cultural safety, just more diversity, but figuring out who's actually running the show, how identity is being demanded. Four, it's seeing both wounds, not just treating the burnout or the depression as isolated problems. And for Wana, it's both honoring the choices that were made generations ago for safety, while making reconnection easier those who inherit that gap today. Now, to wrap up, academic research is never absolute truth. It's a perspective, a way of opening up questions and offering frameworks you can reflect in your own life. I'm not here to say Yuko Anson's views are the final word, but to help you see how research can shine a on hidden wounds, or maybe even just give language to things you've always felt but never quite named. So, wherever you're listening from, take it to reflect. Are there places in your own story where you've felt exiled, maybe more than once? And if so, what would it mean to start metabolizing, not surviving, but building something new from all those experiences? Thanks for being here with me today. Is Richard Price. You've been listening to In Depth Academia, and I cannot to dig into the next of research together. Stay curious, and until next, kia kaha.